Today on Mr. Media, I'll talk to singer-songwriter Josh Flagg. His debut album is called Devastate Me. Stick around. I promise to go easy on the kid. From the looks of his album cover, he's been through enough already. So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is a Mr. Media interview. You know, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com. Stop by and check it out. There are more than 900 archived celebrity and pop culture interviews for your listening pleasure. The show is brought to you today by Audible. Audible is offering Mr. Media listeners a free audiobook download and a 14-day trial offer to give you a chance to check out their very cool service. I love listening to books on tape. If you've never tried it before, actors or sometimes the authors themselves read to you. It's great for the commute, the beach, or even unwinding before bed. You can choose a free audiobook from Audible's enormous library of rock and roll titles, including Does the Noise in My Head Bother You? By Steven Tyler of Aerosmith. Sex, Drugs, Rock and Roll, and the End of the World, produced by the National Lampoon, and Sex, Money, Kiss, by Gene Simmons of Kiss. Here's an excerpt of Sex, Money, Kiss, by Gene Simmons.
If man was predisposed to being monogamous, biologically, his sexual activity would have been limited to the cave he lived in, without spreading his seed in every other cave he rested in as he hunted the migrating herds. Now, don't lose me here. So in the days before civilization, before language and culture, we lived in clans, a few people huddled in a cave. Isn't it true that if man was predisposed to being monogamous, that within a generation or two, humankind would have been cross-eyed and retarded? Isn't inbreeding unhealthy? Aren't purebred Dalmatians dumb as a rock? Aren't mutts smart? If nature has given man billions of sperm every time he gets excited, doesn't that mean he's designed to have sex with as many females as possible before he drops dead? I'm not saying he should or should not, only pointing out, isn't that what nature intended? It's no wonder women have been torturing men since the days we crawled out of our caves. Just kidding.
You can also download The Profiler, written by famed criminal profiler Pat Brown and yours truly, which Pat will read to you personally. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/radio. Again, that's audibletrial.com/radio for your free audiobook. Mr. Media is recorded live before a studio audience of family members who are contractually obligated to be here and clap politely until the bitter end in the new media capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida. He started as a mandolin player in Philadelphia. Tell me that wasn't devastating for a 13-year-old kid. Thanks, Dad. But there's no sign it left a lasting scar on the musical inclinations of Josh Flagg, who just released his debut album, Devastate Me. It's got a modern power pop sound that should easily catch on with a big crowd. If you haven't heard Flagg yet, here's a song off Devastate Me called Seeing Red.
Give over to this rising tide and watch.
Josh Flagg, welcome to Mr. Media.
All right. It's nice to be here.
Glad to have you here. Congratulations on the debut. It must feel pretty good right about now.
Feels spectacular, to be honest. It's a long time coming.
Who's the first person that you go and wave that in your face? And by that, I mean this. Who do you go
what
and
you
say,
mean?
Look what I did. I did it. I did it.
I don't know. You know, the band mostly. Like, we finally got it. That we got it through. But, you know, of course, you start with your friends and your family and everybody that, you know, that has supported you over the years. You know, I mean, you give them away. And it feels good to be finished and to present what's something you're proud of, you know, when it really comes down to it.
It's cool to have something to, you know, really hold in your hand. I know what it feels like to have a first book published, because that's what I do. And it's very exciting. You just want everybody to know and to share in the joy of it. And I figured it would probably be the same thing to have a CD with your name on it and your music.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's not the first time that we put something out, but it's certainly the first time that it's been my name only. So that was definitely an odd thing, you know, because I've always, not that you hide behind bands, but, you know, you present bands, and it's a group of people that are, you know, presented together, but it's a little bit different when you're putting it out under your own name. Mm-hmm.
And did it all turn out the way you thought it would?
It turned out much, much better. But we were really blessed making the record. I mean, the way it all came together, I think that, you know, I had released an EP the year before, and we had a lot of songs. We wanted to make a record, and and the guy Tim O'Hara, who produced the record, just sort of the timing worked out for him, and we could really take our time and make the record, and it was really a joy. It took, I think we thought it was going to be finished in 2 months, and it wound up taking 5 or 6 months. Mm. And not because it was slow going, it was just the nature of how we wound up recording the record, and it just turned out great.
It gets a little costly, though, when it goes from planning on 2 months to 5 or 6 months maybe in the studio, isn't it?
Maybe. I mean, for the majority of the record, you know, we did it in 3 different studios, and we sort of took advantage of, you know, we went and did a lot of live tracking, especially the drums, but bass and guitars, in a big, expensive studio, and then which was fun. And then we went to a smaller place that our producer knew, which was just, we did a lot of guitar tracking. There was a gigantic room with tons of amps, and it sounded great, and it was a lot of fun. But from there, you know, the mixing and a lot of the singing we could do, you know, I mean, just the technology that's out there, you don't have to be in a big studio. So that, it was easier. It didn't cost anything to be, you know, even here or, you know, in Tim's studio doing a lot of vocals. So the budget wasn't that big of a deal after the initial huge days. It was just a matter of taking the time and getting it right.
Now, the music industry has changed so much in the last 5 or 10 years in terms of how you make money from music, how you produce music, how you distribute music. I know to this moment, I've got a hard copy here, but basically this is available as a digital download, I think, in most places. What is the difference to you, to the band, in terms of having actual product of original music as opposed to just, you know, showing up places to play a gig and that kind of thing? How does it change the game for you?
Well, I mean, I've toured around a lot with my own band and other bands, and, you know, when you go out, on the road and there's places where, you know, if you're playing Peoria and you've never been there before, not many people are going to be there, so you're going to need those CDs and T-shirts and stickers and posters to help get you to the next show and feed everybody eggs in the morning. It certainly helps, but I mean, I'm also the old school. I mean, I like as much caveman as it seems, like, I like CDs. I still buy CDs. I like looking at the pictures. I like reading the lyrics if they're in there. I like having it. It's the same reason I buy books. I like them. You don't need them. The average listener doesn't need them. And that's also great because it's easier to get your stuff out there. It used to be that you would need a record company to make you, to let you have, they were a bank and you could make tons of records. Now you don't need to do that. Everybody can, somebody in Moscow can buy the record, you know, and that's a spectacular thing. You know, that's not a bad thing.
Now there's a trade-off at work there, I think, because you can produce and distribute the music yourself, but what's missing, I guess, with the labels is their marketing power, their connections. But you're also not relying on radio. I mean, the way bands used to. It used to be if you couldn't get played on the radio, no one would ever know that you existed. Now it's really in your hands, I guess.
Yeah, well, you can certainly. I mean, radio would help. I mean, it's weird being in a place like New York City where radio is really sad. You know, I mean, I attribute it to the fact that nobody drives cars, which is where people listen to radios. But you know, you don't need to do that. I mean, you know, you need to make videos. You need to put yourself out there. You need to get people to listen to the music any way possible. There is a trade-off that you know, a record company is a bank and they can market. But if you're savvy and you're smart, you can do a lot of that on your own. It's are you savvy and smart? Question.
No, I'm not. I'm
not either.
I'm not.
I hope some people I know are, you know.
I'm doing an internet TV show. How savvy and smart would I possibly be?
It's spectacular. Well, there won't be real TV in 20 years. Dream rises to the top.
On the record, Devastate Me, did the sound of the songs change much? Did they evolve much from the time that of creation to the time that you actually finished them in the studio, or were they pretty much what you envisioned? Or does the studio change things at all?
You know, it's an interesting question in terms of this record. I mean, a lot of the songs, I would say a good 75-80% of songs kind of wound up exactly how they were envisioned. I mean, there's a lot of wood chopping that went into it long before we made the record. I mean, I've made a few records with different artists and my own band. So, I mean, I'm no stranger to a studio and writing thing and getting, you know, the writing and arrangement and, you know, the counter melodies and figuring all those things out. I mean, they're sort of all in the head and they've been worked out. There are a couple songs on the record that, you know, we had only played maybe 10 times and never in front of a crowd before we went in. You know, there's two or three, and those sort of took shape, a lot of the slower ones. Mm-hmm. Most of the slower ones we did because, you know, the way we like to play live shows is, you know, fast and furious and 35 minutes of nonstop action, and then we're out. So we don't usually give ourselves time for the slow jams, you know. But I write them, you know, we write them all the time. So those sort of change. But for the most part, you know, we had it down to a little bit of science.
Okay. Well, let's do this. Let's take a quick break. And I understand you are prepared to play a little bit for us live.
Absolutely.
So when we come back, we'll do that. This is Bob Andelman, and you're listening to and hopefully watching the Mr. Media interview with Josh Flagg, whose debut CD under his own name is Devastate Me, and it's available on iTunes, Amazon, Bandcamp, Spotify, eMusic, and we'll have a link up on Mr. Media as well, so you can buy it right there, right now. Stick around. We'll be right back. Hey, folks. You can hear Mr. Media while on the go now with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free news and talk mobile app available for your smartphone, whether you use an iPhone, iPod Touch, Android, BlackBerry Curve, or Palm Pre. And when you download Stitcher to hear Mr. Media today, you have a chance to win some real money. Downloading is quick and easy. Just find Stitcher in your smartphone's app store. Download it. It's free. Takes seconds. Then, during registration, hit the promo code box and enter Mr. Media, that's MR Media, to get automatically entered to win $100. The latest episode of Mr. Media will be waiting for you in Stitcher's favorites right on your phone. You'll get access to lots of other amazing shows, too. Always available to you on demand, no syncing. Some of my favorites include WTF with Marc Maron, Plus One Per Diem with Kevin Smith, and The Nerdist with Chris Hardwick. It's all free and all instant to you on Stitcher Smart Radio. And don't forget to win the money. Enter promo code Mr. Media, MR Media, when you register. And thanks for listening.
I'm saxophonist Mindy Avair, and you're listening to Mr. Media. Maybe watching, huh?
This is Bob Andelman, and you're listening to and hopefully watching the Mr. Media interview with up-and-coming rock star Josh Flagg, whose new CD, Devastate Me, is out now. And Josh, we promised folks when we came back from the break that you would perform a little bit, and I understand this is going to be the title tune to the CD, Devastate Me.
Yes, it is.
Terrific. Well, let's give a listen.
Reporting in the miles around, every building falling down faster and faster for the hereafter. And 7 miles underground, a sudden catastrophic sound drowned out in laughter, desire for disaster. And all I want is you to devastate me, and all I need is you to come and take me far away from here. A simple way of finding out, there's nothing I can't do without. Last question's answered, desire for disaster. And all I want is you to devastate me, and all I need is you to come and take me, and all I want is you to devastate me, and all I need is you to come and take me far away from here. If every night could be a catastrophe, don't wake me and devastate me. If every night could be a catastrophe, don't wake me, devastate me. If every night could be a catastrophe, don't wake me, devastate me.
Excellent. That was terrific. Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome.
All right. Tell me about the song a little bit. It sounds like, I don't know, you know, you think Devastate Me. It sounds like you're singing a little bit about, you know, someone who's, you know, hurting you. But on the other hand, it sounds like it's a positive thing. Come on in. Devastate me. Take me apart.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't want to give too. I mean, I think there's a lot of things that go on the lyrics of this record. I mean, and that was one of the first songs that that got written for this record. And, you know, as the record developed, a lot of the songs wound up having themes of, you know, destruction and just little travesties and reversals, you know. And large and small, personal and impersonal, you know, disasters and monsters and you know, it's just sort of, and we sort of ran with the idea because, you know, we didn't want to write a lot of songs that were, I certainly didn't want to sing a lot of songs that were about girls and you and, you know, you and me, and we're going to be together happy and free, sort of ridiculous things like that. So we wanted to couch some our lyrics, and you know, we wanted choruses that were big and seemed to be about another person or a relationship, but actually have nothing to do with it whatsoever, and be more you know, just be a little sneaky. And I think that song's not, you know, it's a nice sentiment. You do want to let people in and have them you know, open yourself up to let them have that power. That's life, that's love, that's amazing. But also, it's not necessarily about that, you know, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. And when you write a song, what comes first for you? The sound, the lyrics, could it be either or both?
You know, sometimes I think, you know, most songwriters would agree. I mean, sometimes you're taken with a line, but usually a melody has to come first, and that line has to sit in there, right? You know, a lot of times I'll come up with a melody first, and I have to find what the guitar is doing and what the chords are doing. A lot of times, you know, you just, I think most songs for me get written not with my actual brain. You know, the best songs are written turned off. You're just sitting, you know, playing. You have to play. You know, you have to open yourself up and you play, and you wind up mindlessly playing a little guitar line, and then some magic fairy, I assume, put a little thought of a melody in my head, and then it's just stuck there, you know. And if you can remember it, if you put the guitar down or whatever you're playing down and you can remember it 24 hours later, you probably got something, you know. Can't remember it, forget about it, as far as I'm concerned. And then it's just a matter of, I like to sing a lot of syllables, no words, until I find the right vowels, I find, and then, or the line just comes, you know, but really it's got to be melody first for me anyway.
There's so much music out these days. I mean, it has been for years, but there's so much music out. Do you worry as you're composing that something's got a little too much of somebody else, or that you picked up something unconsciously? Or do you just have to not worry about that and go and produce your music?
Yeah, I don't think that you can worry about that at all. I mean, you're human, I'm human, and there's stuff that I like. And when you hear something, you know, sometimes I hear a song and I'm never going to steal the chords or the melody or the guitar part, but certainly the feel of something can make you write something, and then it might not sound anything like it's, you know, quasi source material, but it's just inspired you to come up with something. I mean, you can't worry about that because there's an infinite amount of chords and ways to play them. But, you know, everything sounds like something else. And there's that old, you know, the old cliche that, you know, stealing, borrowing and stealing. I forget exactly the words are, but, you know, yeah, the good part needs to be heard, you know, and you can't worry about it. It sounds like something else at all.
Do you remember where the first bits of Devastate Me came to you?
The song or the record?
The song.
Oh, well, that song is actually, I've been playing with the drummer and the guitar player that are on this record, I've been playing with for a very long time. And we've been in bands and under different names, and they're still here. They're the Obligations, which is the touring band. And we write a lot together, especially me and Jamie Tanner, who's a guitar player. And it was really a part that he had. And we, you know, we got together. We like to get together in our space and bat around ideas. And, you know, I dug out the melody, and then we had the chorus part. He had the chorus chords, and he was singing something. And I said, no, it goes... and then that was it, you know. It just all sort of, it was one of those songs that just came together between the two of us in a lot of ways. And but that was about a year before we really started making the record. And that was like, when we wrote that song, we said, yeah, we have to, let's go record this right now while we're still fresh and love it. And it didn't work out that way, but it was the song that was the impetus to really make the record in a lot of ways.
So you've got this record out now. Very nice material, good stuff. Where do you want all this to take you in the next couple of years? What, you know, ideally, you know, where would we find Josh Flagg 5 years from now?
I'm just keep making records. You know, for me, I love to tour and I love to play, and there's nothing else that I've ever wanted to do, and there's nothing else I've ever really done. I'm sort of built to do this. For better or worse, is that a blessing or a curse? I think it's a blessing. But, you know, we're going to make another record after we get done touring and supporting this one and keep making music because, you know, it's what I love to do, and I can't imagine a world in which I don't do it. So until my fingers get knocked off or I lose my voice, I'll be playing, you know?
So we're talking, it's towards the end of July. People be able to find you guys playing the rest of the summer or into the fall? Where, you know, where should they?
Yeah, we're going to start. We're mostly playing a bunch of Northeast states, Boston, Philly, D.C., Portland. But we'll get out to Chicago and L.A. definitely in the winter. You know, hopefully we'll get on a, you know, a support tour later in the fall. And, you know, be out in front of a lot of people because, you know, we haven't – this particular project, my name hasn't been, you know, across the country. So we have to do that, and it's a pleasure to do it. So, yeah, we'll absolutely be, you know, in the big cities the rest of the year and all throughout next year.
Chicago in winter, nothing like it.
Lovely. Well, fall.
Fall. Good idea.
We'll be LA in the dead of winter. And St. Petersburg.
St. Petersburg in winter is good. Yeah, you definitely want to do St. Petersburg in the winter. Folks, listen, you can find out when Josh Flagg and his touring band, The Obligations, will be performing in your town by checking the website, joshflagg.com, and it's FLAGG.com.
It's actually joshflaggmusic.com. Because
right,
there is that Josh Flagg.
I was just saying that, Josh Flagg Music. Let me write that down.
Yeah. No, because there's the Josh Flagg on the Beverly Hills real estate show.
You know, I saw that. I did see that. And there's an author named Josh Flagg I saw, too.
Yeah.
Who would have guessed?
Well, there's also Stephen King books. Randall Flagg is always the super evil guy, you know, in The Stand. I don't know why he doesn't like my last name.
Randall Flagg, that wasn't the guy who put the mandolin in your hands at 13, was it?
No, that was Skinny Jimmy. Skinny Jimmy Flagg.
Skinny Jimmy Flagg, very good. All right, and we mentioned people can order the digital download on iTunes, on Amazon, Spotify, eMusic, and Bandcamp. And, of course, if you're watching this video on MrMedia.com, somewhere on this page, either up or down, there's a link where you can order it right now at a great price from Mr. Media. Are you doing Facebook or Twitter or any of that kind of stuff?
Absolutely. I'm on both of those.
Very good. So, folks, you can look for him there. Where it is just if they search Josh Flagg, they should be able to find you, right?
Yeah, you can get to all our social media sites through our website. Facebook is just Josh Flagg. I don't think the Beverly Hills guy got to me before it. Same with Twitter. Josh Flagg Music is the Twitter handle.
Okay. Very good. Josh Flagg, thank you so much for joining us, Mr. Media, and performing. That was terrific.
Thanks for having me. It was a pleasure.
My pleasure. And folks, for more original interviews with America's top up-and-coming musicians, surf over to our main website, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com. If you've enjoyed today's show, you can subscribe for free to Mr. Media via email, RSS, or iTunes, and you'll never miss a show. You can also download our new free Mr. Media mobile app for the Android on the Android market. And, of course, you can listen with a piece of string and a tin can in most parts of my hometown, Brooklyn. Show your support of Mr. Media by supporting our sponsors, including Audible. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/radio. Again, that's audibletrial.com/radio for your free audiobook. And if you are in the New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania metro area, I got another sponsor you can call on. It's thepartyauthority.us. Call DJ Ira for all your party entertainment needs nationwide at 1-800-DIAL-DJS or visit their website, thepartyauthority.us. And I'll give you a little hint, DJ Ira, my brother. If you've got an idea for a guest, a comment on today's show, or would like to advertise on Mr. Media, email me directly at bob@mrmedia.com. You can also call our 24-hour listener line, 1-727-498-4711. Some messages may be used in an upcoming show, and unless you live next door to me, it's probably a tow call involved. You can also follow me on Facebook, Twitter, or our new YouTube video channel. Thanks so much for joining us today, folks. I really appreciate you sharing a piece of your day with Mr. Media. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. See you next time, everybody. Hey, folks. You can hear Mr. Media while on the go now with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free news and talk mobile app available for your smartphone, whether you use an iPhone, iPod Touch, Android, BlackBerry Curve, or Palm Pre. And when you download Stitcher to hear Mr. Media today, you have a chance to win some real money. Downloading is quick and easy. Just find Stitcher in your smartphone's app store. Download it. It's free. Takes seconds. Then, during registration, hit the promo code box and enter Mr. Media, that's MR Media, to get automatically entered to win $100. The latest episode of Mr. Media will be waiting for you in Stitcher's favorites right on your phone. You'll get access to lots of other amazing shows, too, always available to you on demand, no syncing. Some of my favorites include WTF with Mark Maron, Plus One Per Diem with Kevin Smith, and The Nerdist with Chris Hardwick. It's all free and all instant to you on Stitcher Smart Radio. And don't forget to win the money. Enter promo code Mr. Media, MR Media, when you register. And thanks for listening.